Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to do some scufflin', get plenty of sunshine, hear about some mollies, enjoy some tamales, and spend some alone time. Last week I played Plenty of Sunshine by Annette Hanshaw. Well, break out the sunscreen, because there are plenty of other songs about sunshine, and here are some of them, beginning with another version of Plenty of Sunshine.
Thank you. little rubes came to the city. Oh, what a thrill they had. One little rube was glad, one little rube was sad. That little rube just left the city, left his little part. Here's the note that he wrote upon a postal card. I'm hobnobbing with my horse dobbing, I left my job in city. I'm sitting pretty with plenty of sunshine. Wash my face in the old tin basin, starting racing with Rover. We bubble over with plenty of sunshine. Read my papers, neath an apple tree. No skyscrapers keep the sun from me. Houses roomy, the garden gloomy, there's no place gloomy to mope in. I'm in the open with plenty of sunshine. Let's go!
Well, there's a rollicking version of Plenty of Sunshine, courtesy of Fred Sugar Hall and his Sugar Babies on October 23rd, 1929. The vocal was by Arthur Fields. We started off with yet another version of Plenty of Sunshine, that one by the Nat Star Band on April 23rd, 1928. The vocal was by the Melody Boys, not to be confused with the Radio Melody Boys, which was a pseudonym for Harry Hudson's band. Next, it was the San Francisco sound of Art Hickman's orchestra, recording in San Francisco in February of 1921, with I Call You Sunshine, composed by Ebner Silver, who gave it about three different endings there. That was followed by My Sunshine by the Checkerbox Boys, a white band which, on other issues on the Challenge label, went by the Cafe Royal Boys and the Challenge Dance Orchestra. That recording was made in Chicago around February of 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week I played Shrimp Man by Red Hot Ole Moe and made reference to Moses Mason's other secular recording, Molly Man, which refers to the Tamale Man, a street vendor selling tamales from a push cart. I hope you're hungry, because here's a set of rapidly rotating records about tamales, beginning with the Goofus Five. Thank you.
She's a gal that can't keep cool. Is she hot? Tell you what, most everybody knows. When they kiss, after this, they'll have to wear their asbestos clothes. Hot tamale Molly, she's a gal with a lot of charm. And if you want her address, why, just ring in that fire alarm. When she kisses you, I'll make a bet. It's another case of fireman spread your nest. On a porch, she's a torch, she's that hot tamale of mine.
Little flame. Cayenne Pepper should be her name, 'cause ever since the day she came, she's kept my heart on fire. How that girl can warm up the place, she sure sets the pace. When it's freezing, with her teasing, she makes me press fire. Oh, hot tamale, baby, hottest gal in town. Hot tamale, baby, I'd like to cool you down. I've met a lot, I thought it was hot, after thinking twice. Compared with you, they're cold as ice. I yell it, got to tell it, hot tamale, baby, in the coldest clime. Hot tamale, baby, you'd bring the summertime. You're gonna suffocate, I'm sure. I don't see how you live with such a temperature. Hot tamale, baby, hottest gal in town. I've met a lot, I thought were hot, after thinking twice. Compared with you, they're cold as ice. I yell it, got to tell it. I do not mind the ice and sleet. With you around, I know you will supply the heat. Hot tamale, baby, hottest gal in town. Hot dog. Play that thing, boy. Boy, that sure is a warm tune. I can't keep my feet still. Slap them ivory. Did you hear that? Let's go, boy. I've met a lot, I thought it was hot, after thinking twice. Compared with you, they're cold as ice. I yell it, got to tell it. Hot tamale, baby, hottest gal in town.
Best remembered as lyricist for Fats Waller and composer of In the Mood, Stompin' at the Savoy in Louisiana, which was a hit for Paul Whiteman, that was Andy Razaf, who sometimes recorded as a singer. That was Hot Tamale Baby, including some fairly impressive scat singing from an unreleased Edison record made on September 12, 1924. Hot Tamale Baby was written by Maceo Pinkard. Before Hot Tamale Baby was Here Comes the Hot Tamale Man. That was the Cook and Dreamland Orchestra in Chicago on July 11, 1926. It was led by Charles Dock Cook, who was born in Louisville, Kentucky on September 3, 1891, and who really was a Doc, one of the first to receive a doctorate from the American Conservatory of Chicago. The band featured Freddie Keppard on cornet, and you heard Kenneth Anderson on piano and Jimmy Noon on clarinet. Here Comes the Hot Tamale Man was written by Charles Harrison and Fred Rose. Not the Charles Harrison who was a member of the Shannon Quartet and whose picture is on the cover of the new Shannon Quartet CD, for which yours truly wrote the liner notes and which is available at www.rivermontrecords.com, No, not Charles William Harrison, but Charles Franklin Harrison, who also composed an old Italian love song and wrote the lyrics to Say Mister, Have You Met Rosie's Sister, I'm Drifting Back to Dreamland, and When Summer Is Gone. We began that tamale set with the Goofus Five and Hot Tamale Molly from February 9, 1925. Hot Tamale Molly was written by Herman Ruby, Gilbert Wells, and Bud Cooper. For this next segment of the show, we're going to have some Molly songs. Not Molly as in tamale, but Molly as in Molly Malone.
As we march down the aisle, oh, Molly, my Molly,
the only like a little mother is Molly Malone. The boys all adore her, the girls are all for her. On Saturday she comes home with her pay. The kids on the block always call it their lucky day. Where could you find another? I'd like to be shown another like Molly Malone.
Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, September 15, 1927, and Molly Malone, written by George M. Cohan, for the show The Merry Malones, which opened 11 days after that recording at the Erlanger Theater. It was sung in the show by George M. himself, because Arthur Deegan, who had been cast in the role of John Malone, had a heart attack during dress rehearsals. Cohan remained in the cast until February of 1928. The vocalist on Molly Malone was Louis James, like Charles Harrison, another member of the Shannon Quartet, and whose picture is also on the cover of the new Shannon Quartet CD, for which yours truly wrote the liner notes, and which is available at www.rivermontrecords.com. In pictures of the group, you can always pick out Louis James right away because he's the only member of the group who sported facial hair. Before Molly Malone, it was just Molly. That was Ted Fiorito and his orchestra November 27, 1929, with the vocal by Pedro Espino. Molly was written by Edmund Goulding and Dan Dougherty for the Pathé picture of the same name, and which starred Helen Twelvetrees in the title role. We started that Molly set with Roy Carlson's Dance Orchestra, a pseudonym for Adrian Schubert, and O Molly, My Molly O, from a Banner 78 wax November 19, 1929. The label credits George Beaver, which was a pseudonym for Irving Kaufman. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This past week, listener Michael sent a message asking me about transferring a record he acquired of the song I'm Alone Because I Love You. This isn't the record Michael acquired, but it is one of the several versions of the song that were recorded in the 30s.
Thank you. Thank you.
Earl Hines and his orchestra, July 14, 1932, and I Love You Because I Love You. That recording was unissued, but there was a vocal version made during the same session, which was issued. Before that was pianist Constance Mehring with Because I Love You, written by Irving Berlin and recorded November 16, 1926. Constance Mehring was born in California around 1900 and studied music at the University of California. In the early 20s, she moved to New York and was appointed pianist of the ballet at the Metropolitan Opera House, but in 1925, she began to make piano roles for the Duo Art Company. Unfortunately, Constance Mehring died of consumption while in her early 30s. We started off with I'm Alone Because I Love You. That was Joe Green and his orchestra with an unidentified vocalist in November of 1930. I'm Alone Because I Love You was written by Joe Young and John Siris and was also recorded by Roy Smeck, Ben Selvin, Leo Reisman, and Tiny Hill. For this final segment, for no particular reason, we're going to do some scufflin', beginning with Jimmy Noon and his Apex Club Orchestra.
Soda water to wine. just too tight. She plays at my house every Saturday night.
Thank you.
We started that scuffle set with Jimmy Noone's Apex Club Orchestra and El Rado Scuffle, written by Fred Rose from February 3, 1930. That was followed by Lil Johnson with House Rent Scuffle from June 27, 1929. The title refers to parties which would be put on by apartment dwellers with entertainment provided by piano players, sometimes bands, and admission charged neighbors in order to come up with the rent payment. House rent parties were common in Chicago, Detroit, Washington, D.C., and other cities, but are most closely associated with Harlem of the 1920s and 30s. The events were also known as shindigs, stomps, boogies, breakdowns, skiffles, struts, and scuffles. Lil Johnson may have written House Rent Scuffle and is known primarily for so-called low songs with risque lyrics, such as On Hot Nuts, Get 'em from the Peanut Man. She was accompanied on House Rent Scuffle by pianist Charles Avery and guitarist Tampa Red. Born in Smithfield, Georgia about 1900, his real name was Hudson Woodbridge. In addition to recording as an accompanist, he made records under his own name. Next, it was George E. Lee and his orchestra with Rough Scufflin', recorded for Brunswick in Kansas City on November 6, 1929. Rough Scufflin' was written by Jesse Stone. Although he led bands from the teens into the 1940s and rivaled Benny Moten in popularity in Kansas City, he made only six sides. We finished up with Joe Robichaud and his New Orleans Rhythm Boys, who we heard from last week, and Foot Scuffle. The vocalist on that August 22, 1933, Vocalion 78, is unidentified. I'm identified as Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.